In this extract, we're with Carl Calhoun, who is purportedly a child molester who has escaped incarceration. And Carl, after a day's work at the builder's merchants where he works, is making his way back home to his flat. He walks quickly back to the limekiln estate, head bowed, all the way up to the urine-stained concrete deck of the limekiln tower, accompanied by the sound of barking dogs. Why do people keep killer animals in a tower block, he wonders, picking up a used syringe and putting it in his pocket before a child comes across it. He just wants to be inside, to lock the door behind him and wait for Leanne to come home. They won't go out tonight. The river can wait. He pulls out his key and his watch beeps. It makes him jump. It is precisely 4. He slips his key in, but before he can turn it, Carl is startled by a pungent whiff of drink. He feels a shadow on him and his skin prickles. His muscles go slack and again he can't move. The shadow gets darker, colder, and as he turns round he sees a looming masked figure. Wide, piercing eyes, blood-red lips. He closes his eyes and raises his hands to protect himself, but he's too late. And hears a dull cracking noise. A searing pain shoots through his skull, down into his neck. His legs give way, and he falls heavily on the limekiln concrete, his skin ripping on the floor as he falls. Somebody laughs. A bully's laugh. Carl wants to curl up and let the dark come, for it all to be over, but he forces himself to look up. He sees a hand on the key to the door. He reaches into his pocket for the syringe, but a searing pain jags up and down along his arm. He looks at the leg of the person who clubbed him and bites into his own lip, forcing his hand into his pocket. He can feel the syringe and takes a grip, eases his hand out of the pocket. He breathes in as much air as he can and sizes up the leg. You can kill someone by sliding air into their blood. But just as he pulls back his arm to stab into the leg, it shifts and he feels a vast thud to his balls. It forces all the air out of him, and now the dark comes for him. When he comes round, Carl is looking at the ceiling of his bedroom. He can't move and there's something metal in his mouth. He can't move his jaw or tongue and his insides feel raw. He tastes blood. Someone in a white mask with black eyes and blood-red lips holds a whiskey bottle aloft. As they get closer, the blood-red lips make the shape of a smile. He strains to close his mouth, but all he can do as the whiskey is poured and poured is shut his eyes tight, feel the liquid burn him all the way down into his stomach. With each swallow, he cries another soundless sob, drowned by the spirit. He suddenly feels rough hands on his midriff, down the waistband of his jeans. They tug them down, rip his shirt open. The person in the mask shows him the bottle with one hand, in the other, a long, thin, glinting, sharp blade. Carl's bowels subside as he feels the cold steel on him. Hears someone say, "This is from the children." Carl fears that this is not the moment he will die. He fears the last breath will be long and drawn out. As the white-hot line is drawn around his balls, he sees one last thing, a silver gleam, getting bigger and bigger in his sight. He tries to close his eyes, but fingers force one eye open and the blade comes impossibly big until it obscures all the light and touches him. As he waits for the pain, he knows his heart does not beat when it should. You don't hear it until it is gone. The blood inside him runs up against itself and a choir bellows out. He prays for it to cease.